Welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report, kicking off today with Ed Moya, senior market analyst over at Oanda. And Ed, following up on your morning note, we're going to start off with the earnings picture and earnings out of IBM and Netflix. Both came in, beat top and bottom line estimates, and this is helping push these stocks higher. It's also, again, just another point in the bulls argument where earnings have been better than some people, at least the bears, were forecasting. What do you think, any relevance here, Ed, for the good earnings out of IBM and Netflix?
Well, I think the market was a little bit concerned about Netflix. I think everyone is ramping up their competing streaming services, and the outlook was that Netflix is going to now face a wrath of competition that was going to really hurt their subscriber growth. And while that is going to probably be apparent in the U.S., internationally, they are still dominating the space. And I think that their results kind of highlighted that while the outlook for growth with the Americas is going to probably struggle, I think there's still optimism that they're going to continue to grow. And the stock is nowhere near where the highs from the past couple of years. So I think that you're starting to see some analysts become a little bit more optimistic that, okay, this stock still has some room for further gains. And I think that overall, the guidance, when you take a look, it's not terrible. I think they saw an elevated churn levels, and I think that they're still going to have some optimism with their growth abroad. So overall, Netflix did deliver a pretty solid result for, I think, where markets were kind of possibly expecting this to be the FANG stock that had the worst earnings results. So they're through it, and you know, maybe they won't see strong gains, but I think that the fear was that, you know, we could have seen a massive sell-off of these results.
And this is, again, just another example of an earnings beat. The banks came out with some fairly strong earnings, and now some of the tech companies starting off. And hey, that is leading to, I guess, more bullish comments on the markets. But it's something you and I were talking about off mic, is that there are still a lot of worrisome signs out there that the markets just don't care about. They're not paying attention to, whether it's the issues over at Boeing or this new coronavirus that looks like it has spread to the west coast of the U.S. now. What are your thoughts? The comment you made to me was this is more a call for caution than anything.
I think so. I think I was a little bit surprised that we didn't see a little bit more weakness on that the virus concerns that, okay, you know, we saw this in 2003, and yes, while this is respiratory illness is not as strong or lethal as SARS was, it's still going to spread. It's still, you know, we're still in the early stages, so this is not going to disappear overnight. It'll probably persist for months, but I think health organizations and the communication is a lot better than it was in 2003. And I think a lot of people are being positive on China's openness and finally releasing more information and their strategies in containing the situation. And I think that you're going to see that this is going to still spread out through more countries, but it seems contained for the most part, and it's not necessarily providing a major blow to, you know, the economic outlooks. And I think when we draw into comparison, well, what happened in 2003? Well, the impact of SARS, which everyone is expecting that to be a much more worse situation, it really only shaved about like 1% off of GDP for China. And I think that you're going to see that it is an important story. It will hurt travel and casino stocks. I think you'll see a lot more pressure there. It's also poorly timed for the Chinese lunar year, so I think you're going to see that kind of deliver a little blow there. But overall, though, I think it's going to be business is going to continue, and you're probably not going to see too many headaches stemming from this as far as on the financial impact.
Now, the question really is, what is it going to take to turn these markets down in a more significant nature, rather than maybe just a couple hour or one day sell-off that gets bought back very quickly? We've had some black swan events that could have pushed the markets down or at least broken some of this aggressive uptrend, and quite frankly, they didn't do it. The dips got bought and the uptrend upward remained. But what do you think, Ed? What could be on the forefront that could turn these markets down more significantly?
I think, and I guess my call for caution is kind of focused on the Fed's communication. I think last week we heard from the Dallas president, Kaplan, and he mentioned that it's like vital for the Fed to have a plan to communicate how they're going to wind or temper this balance sheet growth. And when we take a look, you know, throughout this record long expansion, well, what happened in 2011? Well, that's when the Fed said they weren't going to expand their asset purchase program. Right when they said that, you know, that preceded almost a 20% drop. It was like a 19% drop in the S&P 500. And then in 2015, they said they were going to, they were beginning the comments that the balance sheet shrinkage is going to come. And that's right before we saw just over a 10% decline. So I think that when the Fed signals that, okay, the repo markets are kind of back in order, the balance sheet is not going to continue to grow at $60 billion a month, that to me is going to be possibly the catalyst. I think there could be other catalysts, and that this could add fuel to that fire if we do see a little bit of a pullback. But I think that's going to be the big concern that I'm looking for, and it's going to really focus on Fed communication. And will they announce it at the rate decision at the end of the month? It's possible, but I think we're within a month or two of seeing a clear message. And so that's why I think it'll be important to stay on top of all the Fed speak, because we'll probably get some hints leading up to that.
Hey, the Fed, I think, has done a very good job of giving people confidence, playing into that Fed put, because, well, they seem to be more than willing to cut if needed. And also, you have to consider just how much this market has run, and they're still being, well, on the easy side of things, especially with this program that they're not calling QE, but seems a lot like QE with the balance sheet expanding so drastically. Ed, good chatting with you. Interesting comments. I'm going to post a link below so everyone can follow around to your daily writings over at Oanda. We'll chat again next week. Have a great rest of your week there, Ed.
You too, Corey. Thank you.